Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks, and I'm the lead pastor in LifePoint. And this past weekend, I had the privilege of teaching over at the LifePoint Westerville campus for the first time. And as we looked in the I Am series, one of the things that we talked about is the tendency for some of us to become conditional disciples. In other words, we kind of come to God at times with this mentality that I'm coming to God because I believe God's going to be the one that's going to fix my problems, and he's going to fix them fast. And at the same time, I think we realize, if you've been a Christian for some time, that you can't skip the process to get to the product. Jesus said that you might come, that I have come that you might have life, not that I have come that you might have belief. The point is not believing a certain group of things, but the purpose really of Jesus coming is that it changes our lives. And so we talked about Jesus as he ministered in the Festival of Booths or Tabernacles, sometimes it's referred to, and the water ceremony and how that went. And the purpose of that really was for the people to recognize that that God is their provider, that they looked back in the past and saw how God had provided for them. And then they also were looking in their present, that God had provided for them over the past year. We talked about that word provide. It's a Latin word, or two Latin words actually smushed together, pro, which means before, and videre, which means to see. And so to say that God is our provider means that he sees our needs beforehand and he provides for them. We talked about a couple of examples. We talked about breathing. You take about 23,000 breaths every day and you don't think a thing about it. But if you believe that God is your creator, then you believe that he is the one that provides. You take about a little over 8 million breaths a year. That's about 670 million breaths in an average lifetime. And really, you don't even consider it until you don't have it. If you ever caught yourself underwater, or if you ever had the breath knocked out of you, you realize how important that is, that God provides all that. He sees our need and he provides. We talked about that in the sense of our financial lives. And in all of that, what that does is, as we consider it, it begins to destroy that conditional view of discipleship. And what we learn is that providence yields precedence. In other words, as we look at God as our provider, the one who sees beforehand, what we see there is that it means that God becomes precedent, that he becomes first place in our lives. And so it was from that water ceremony at the Festival of Booths that we saw that there's this connectivity to this guy who's born blind, who Jesus tells to go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. And the reality, I think, that Jesus is teaching there is that so many of us want miracles. We want our situations and circumstances to change, but we've got to get the message before we get the miracle. That for a lot of us, we're so focused on the miraculous that we miss the miracle that's going on inside of us, looking for the miracle that's going on around us or in our circumstances. And so we talked about how every disciple should have this sentimentality about having a sent mentality. 57 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I was sent for this reason. I was sent." And we talked about how every disciple is a dart. If you think about a dart board, every life is a life that is on mission. We talked about a lady over at Lewis Center named Sandy, and Sandy prayed 42 years for her brother Bill to confess a relationship with Christ. And I just mentioned the fact that sometimes I give up on my prayers after 42 seconds, it feels like. And here's Sandy faithfully praying for 42 years to see her brother come and step into that relationship. And so all of that leads us to this reality that as a church and as a church family, God's called us to reach Mid-Ohio, Midwest, the Midwest and the world. And so we have this idea, this reality that, man, we want people to come to church, but not just to be a bigger church. I mean, we would say to people, yeah, we want you to please come. And when people come, we would say to them, yeah, please stay. But at some point, we're going to say to them, please go. In other words, your life is designed to be like a missile on a mission. Every disciple is a dart. Jesus said that I have come to serve, not to be served. And so our life should have that same sent mentality about it. So I just want to give you some space right now to pray and to ask God to just kind of melt that impurity, like they used to melt dross out of metals. Just melt that impurity out of your heart today, that people should serve you instead, that you should and would live with a sent mentality. Would you just pray that right now? pray that your heart today would be to ask the question to others, hey, how can I help? How can I serve you? God, I pray that we'll live that way. I pray that we will see you as our provider, our Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees our needs beforehand and provides for them over and over again in ways, God, that we see in ways that we don't even consider at times. But God, when we stop to reflect, what we see and understand and know is that we don't just want God, our cosmic problem solver that changes our circumstances, that what we need, God, is change. And what we really, really want to be at a deep level is someone who makes an eternal difference. So I pray that you'll help us to do that today. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day and hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.